We're done. We've done all the songs. Do you want to just talk about how shitty the judging was?
I've kind of peppered it through here, but yeah, and I've also mentioned a little bit of that in the beginning. I think
I had a couple things that really stood out for me.
Yeah, like, yeah, go for it.
There were people who voted Rectum ahead of Max Bombast. In what fucking world is that possible?
Yeah.
Like, who are these people? Like, who think this Rectum song is better than Max Bombast? Like, yeah. I just, it's in fucking conceivable to me. And I'm sure it is to Max Bombast as well.
Yeah, we might not get that if they had to stand by their votes.
Yeah, or if they had to write reviews. Like,
yeah.
You know, that were more than a sentence, Johnny Cashpoint.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Eh. Anyway, I'm just sounding bitter and like a dick here, so I'll stop.
No, I mean, it's... We've been on both sides of this.
Yeah.
More than once. We've been competitors more than once. We've been judges more than once for Nerine and for Spin Tunes. And so some of it we get, and it just seems, and it might just be we're away from it now. We're not judging this round, but it seems like it's never quite been this bad. These two judges judging somebody high and everybody else judging them dead last, you know, that sort of thing. That, I don't know. I'm sure that if I go back and do the math, it's not all that different than other Nerines, but it just seems really bad this time around.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Although they did get the broad strokes right. Like, I do like that Hyde won. I thought she was well deserving of her first place victory.
Yeah, and when it comes down to it, that's the same. And we've said this in previous podcasts, too. The people who end up winning these things are the right people. So, and I kind of trust that it'll all work itself out. You know, I thought that Bafo Yucks Dudes was eliminated too early. I thought the song that they were eliminated on was one of their best songs I've ever heard from them. But does that mean that they're going to win this? History says maybe not. You know, statistics says it's pretty unlikely. But at least, you know, I thought they deserved to go on to the next round. And you can say that about a bunch of different things. But when it comes right down to it, if we thought that Ever Knievel, you know, was really good, and I did, but I can still hear from the production that it's probably unlikely that they'd make the top two, you know, eventually. Well, who knows? Maybe. I did love the song. It was one of my, you know, top two, maybe the top song of this round for me, but they'd have to really, really, really bring it for Ever and maybe up their production to win this year.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. This was certainly an interesting batch of songs.
Yeah, again, a little bit more low energy with a couple of standouts, with a couple exceptions, relatively low energy, and I wonder if the fatigue is setting in for some of these.
So what are your top three if you had to pick three?
Oh my God, I'd have to go over my notes again. Ever Knievel, Max Bombast, and I'm not going to count Crown Chai, and I'm not going to count The Shadows.
Right.
Hyde was so good.
So good.
So I might do Hyde, Max Bombast. The Lowest Bidder was good too.
I think for me it would be Hyde, Ever Knievel, Max Bombast, and Governing Dynamics. I think those would be my top four.
Yeah. I think that's the same with me, except instead of Governing Dynamics, who I liked, I would do... Oh, The Lowest Bidder.
Yeah.
But yeah, all in all, a bunch of good songs. Other than Ever Knievel, though, I'm not sure that any of these are going to go on my playlist. You know, even though I did like the Max Bombast song a whole lot, I don't think it's going to make it on there. So even though I like the Hyde song a whole lot, I'm not sure that I want to listen to it over and over and over again, you know?
Yeah.
There's a difference. Like, you can really admire something and then just not really want to have it playing over and over again.
Yeah, the songs you want to hear over and over again are the ones that make you feel good. Like, you know, that get you kind of moving around and, like, just give you, like... that rub off on you in a positive way. Like, you can appreciate a song intellectually and get all of the parts, but then there's just songs that hit you in the feels, and those are the ones that you want to hear. It's like, this is going to bring me up.
Yeah, yeah, and I'm going to go ahead and say it. This might just show people how stupid I am, but I think that part of that too is that some of those better songs are less challenging to the listener. You know what I mean? It's like if I want something to listen to, like while I'm on a treadmill or while I'm doing work or while I'm just hanging out or something like that, I want something that can just be pleasant in the background and something enjoyable and something that has good associations and not have to, you know, map out 5/4 switching to 3/4. Not to rub that in, but, you know, that's an example. You know, it's a good song, and I don't want to – I want to be able to just head bob instead of head bob, you know, in the right order.
Right, right. Take 5 works for me in 5/4. I think it's the only song that does.
Well, there's also Living in the Past by Jethro Tull. You're probably not a huge Jethro Tull fan, but how well it uses 5/4 is just sort of undeniable. It's 1/2/3, 1/2/3, 1/2, 1/2, 1/2/3, 1/2/3, 1/2, 1/2. If you heard it, you'd get it. But it seems just so natural and flows so very, very, very well. And I'm not saying that they did 5/4 wrong here. I'm at relitigating this. I'm not saying they did it badly. I'm just saying that they could have done something better. And something better would be something that more people could vibe to and groove to. And again, I'm not really litigating this. We'll have Glennie calling our hotline.
Yeah. Glennie has both of our email addresses, so I'm sure we'll hear from him if he's displeased.
I'm cutting all of this out. I might not be kidding.